Good morning. High pressure remains anchored over the northeastern quadrant of the country, keeping the weather beautiful through the weekend and now into the new work week. There is a bit of a marine layer across coastal sections, but those clouds will erode away in southernmost New York and New England, and we'll reveal plenty of sunshine that the rest of us will enjoy from the early morning hours throughout the rest of the day today. It'll be another warm afternoon with temperatures reaching up into the middle 70s on average. Overnight tonight, with that same high pressure overhead, we'll have mostly clear skies and it will be seasonably cool with most places back into the lower to mid 40s. But like this morning, many places may even drop back into the mid and upper 30s first thing tomorrow morning. One last day for brilliant sunshine tomorrow with that high pressure finally departing, and highs once again will reach the lower to middle 70s. At that point, we'll turn our attention to the south, where the storm system that took the better part of the last week to work its way across the country, first with snow in the Rockies and record cold across the southern plains, and now some rain showers in the southeast. That system will be working its way up the eastern seaboard, so gradually our weather will go downhill as we get deeper into the week, with increasing clouds during the day on Wednesday and the chance for showers by late in the afternoon. Still, high temperatures should reach the lower 70s on average. More showers as the system will be overhead on Thursday and maybe even a leftover shower on Friday, with highs both days in the lower 70s. As we head into the upcoming weekend, another disturbance from the Great Lakes will head our way, and that will bring the chance for showers for both weekend days, with highs sliding back into the upper 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a sluggish cutoff system lifting northeastward out of the deep south early this week will be the main focus for precipitation across the eastern United States. Deep Atlantic moisture is getting pulled in ahead of a wrapped-up cold front slowly moving up the east coast, and that will fuel moderate to heavy rains with embedded thunderstorms across portions of the Tennessee Valley and mid-Atlantic. Although the closed low aloft will begin to fill in and the surface front should become a bit more progressive, heavy rains and possible flash flooding will be possible over the eastern slopes of the southern and central Appalachians. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport in the Bahamas at 12 noon on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Serbia and Montenegro at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly clear skies and 43 degrees with 95 miles visibility and an east wind at 10 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 9 below zero. In Albany on the hour, crystal clear skies and 42 degrees, the dew point 38, 85% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.23 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower of 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Phoenix, Arizona, to a low of 20 at Headinger, North Dakota, Pine Ridge, South Dakota, and Chadron in Nebraska. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low 44, the average temperature 59, that's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still zero for the month of May, which is 54 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 8.09 inches for the year, which is 3.62 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 6 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 19, that's 36 below normal, and 6,081 for the season, which is 367 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low, 44, the record high, 89, set in 1930, and the record low, 29, in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:43 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:01 p.m., 14 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and seasonably cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, becoming mostly sunny today with highs right around 70. Clear and seasonably cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, becoming mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and seasonably cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, becoming mostly sunny today with highs right around 70. Clear and seasonably cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the mid-70s. Clear and seasonably cool tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm again in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy Wednesday with the chance of late-day showers, lower 70s. More showers possible on Thursday around 70 degrees. A morning shower Friday, then some sunshine late in the day in the lower 70s. And for the weekend, a chance of showers both days, otherwise mostly cloudy, and highs back into the upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.